In CI News this week, the Lib Dems are criticised for prioritising trans ideology over women's rights. Activists fail to introduce a smacking ban in Northern Ireland. And the Bible has now been fully translated into 800 languages. Hello, welcome to CI News on the 5th of June. I'm Rhys Curnow. The Liberal Democrats have come under fire for asking the government to withdraw its guidance clarifying the use of single-sex spaces. Party leader Ed Davey wrote to the Equalities Minister Bridget Phillipson suggesting the long-awaited guidance is incompatible with so-called British values. The comments have been criticised both internally and externally for prioritising transgender ideology over women's rights. The new statutory guidance confirms that people should not be allowed to use facilities designated for the opposite sex, regardless of how they identify. Davey suggested the guidance undermined tolerance, decency, respect for individual liberty, and the rule of law. But Lord Wolfson KC said the party leader was unprincipled, having publicly backed the Supreme Court judgment that led to the guidance, but now attacking the guidance itself. Lord Wolfson said, "That's not upholding the rule of law, it's trying to secure your preferred outcome despite the law." Activists in Northern Ireland have failed to criminalise parents for lightly smacking their children. Alliance MLA Michelle Guy had proposed an amendment to the Justice Bill which would have removed the legal defence of reasonable punishment, but it was not selected for debate. CI Deputy Director Simon Calvert emphasised that a ban would make it harder for vulnerable children to get the help they really need.
Well, it's important to remember, of course, that physically abusing children is already illegal. The only thing that the reasonable chastisement defence protects parents against is being unfairly prosecuted over really minor stuff like a mum tapping a toy on the back of the hand. So if you remove that reasonable chastisement defence, which is what they're talking about, the only behaviour that you make criminal is reasonable behaviour. And that does not help abuse children at all, because it just ties up police and social services investigating families where there's really nothing wrong.
A doctor in Ontario, Canada has been cautioned after multiple complaints were made against him in relation to euthanasia deaths under his care. Dr. James McLean was investigated over two of the incidents, one involving a patient whom he assessed for euthanasia in the car park of a donut shop. 2 days later, Dr. McLean personally drove his patient to the location where he was killed. The other incident involved a patient who began breathing again after the doctor gave them the wrong drugs, declared them dead, and left. An independent assessor deemed him lacking in professional judgment and care. It was determined that his behaviour raised a risk of perceived coercion and reflected a lack of the level of formality and care expected when assessing requests for euthanasia. However, the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario responded merely by giving the doctor a verbal caution and stating he should be supervised for 6 months. And finally, Wycliffe Bible Translators is celebrating as the Bible has been translated into 800 languages. An estimated 6.2 billion people can now own a complete Bible in their native language, including the Podoko people of North Cameroon. Wycliffe's Executive Director, James Poole, gave thanks for being able to witness God at work during this historic opportunity. Over recent decades, we have seen remarkable progress, with translation work accelerating in many parts of the world. Communities are receiving the Bible far sooner than would have seemed possible only a generation ago. But as 1 in 5 people still lack access to the scriptures in their own language, he emphasised the need to make God's word accessible to their communities. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.